Speaking of not having places to live, more tiny house villages and tent cities could be popping up in Seattle. There is a proposal now that would allow up to 40 of these encampments at the same time to address the problem of homelessness. Andrew Constantino is a resident and site coordinator at the Georgetown Tiny House Village.
The hardest part of working for the villages is the number of people we have to turn away because we are full. Many of the villagers have friends and loved ones still on the street and ask me daily how they might get placed into a tiny house.
And for the homeless people who live in their cars, there's also a bit of good news. A West Seattle church has now agreed to host a safe lot for up to 17 vehicles. After many neighborhoods were pushing back on the safe lots idea, the city has now shifted its approach, and it's like looking to expand the program by doing many smaller sites scattered around Seattle instead of having these big ones. Everyone who uses these lots would be required to work with case managers, so it's not just a free-for-all.
You know what I've learned? Why does there seem to be always pushback on, like, we don't want the safe lots, we don't want the tiny villages. What do you want? Like, it seems as if it just, like, is a part of me that feels that some people don't even want those that are homeless to even live, right? Like, they have to go somewhere. Right. And I love the idea of and I had never heard of this before. The parking lots. Chef was telling me that they have something up in Edmonds. I had no idea that they actually had parking lots in which if you're living in your car, you can come and live there.
I think it's OK to say that as long as these are well managed. If it is a safe lot where anyone can just park there and do what they want, then it becomes very similar to what we see on I-5, you know, near Dearborn, where it's a. It is a free-for-all. It's like the wild, wild west or some third-world country where the conditions are poor. Mm-hmm. There's crimes going on. I would be worried if that came into my neighborhood.
Right. Well, I don't think...
And I don't want to sound like I lack compassion because
I get it.
Have compassion.
No. I mean, to what you just said just now about being managed the right way,
yeah.
I think that's kind of the assumption. I mean, that's kind of par
well,
for
it hasn't
that's
been the
par
case.
For the course. Yeah. In that case, if something's not being run well and managed well, that's a problem when that happens.